Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading, dissecting, and discussing about the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy, and also the book of Titus. According to church tradition, these letters were from Paul, which was sent to both Timothy and Titus, who were both at one time or another partners in the Apostle Paul's early ministry before the writings of these letters. Timothy was an appointed leader by Paul to the church in Ephesus, which was a major city in the Roman province of Asia, now known as the country of Turkey. And Titus was an administrator over a network of several churches on the island of Crete, for whom was established by Paul. One of these major ideas that Paul continuously brought up was spiritual maturity over natural age, especially in the case with Timothy. Timothy, according to the letters, was considered to be a fairly young leader according to the more traditional ages of the clergy from the first generation church. Some scholars and historians theorize that Timothy would have been in his late teens and early 20s. Also, Paul encouraged Timothy and Titus to have sound doctrine and be diligent and watch out for false teachers. According to both the other books of the New Testament and historical and scholarly information, the two major groups that Paul could have been warning them about was the Judaizers and the teachings of the Gnostic mythology and belief systems. The Judaizers were a group of Christian Jews who believed any of the new Gentile converts should first follow and convert to Judaism and follow all their customs, especially the tradition of circumcision. The major Gnostic teachings mixed together, polytheistic divine genealogy that ultimately leads to the idea that secret knowledge will save your soul, not faith in Jesus. So let us open our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 4. We will be starting today's reading in verse 6, and we will be ending both the chapter and the reading of today on verse 16. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now let's start in verse 6. If you explain these things to the brothers and sisters, Timothy, you will be a worthy servant of Christ Jesus, one who is nourished by the message of faith and the good teaching you have followed. Do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying, and everyone should accept it. This is why we work hard and continue to struggle, for our hope is in the living God, who is the Savior of all people and particularly of all believers. Teach these things and insist that everyone learn them. Don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. Until I get there, focus on reading the scriptures to the church, encouraging the believers, and teaching them. Do not neglect the spiritual gift you received through the prophecy spoken over you when the elders of the church laid their hands on you. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone will see your progress. Keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you. Once again, that was verses 6 through 16 in the 4th chapter of 1 Timothy, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in 1 Timothy we just read a little more in depth. In these verses, Paul was talking to Timothy as a Christian and a pastor at the same time. He taught Timothy, and all of us through these books, how to grow as a leader. First, he told Timothy to focus on his faith, having integrity, watching his teaching and doctrine, and training in godliness. That would keep him strong in God and a strong example to others, from what we just read together in verses 8, 9, and finally in verse 16. Next, Timothy should do the tasks God has called him to do, working hard, and using the gifts God had given, which is cited in verses 6, 14, and also scribed in verse 15. This leads to fruit that he and others could see in himself, increasing credibility. Third, Paul told him to step up and teach others to walk with God, standing up for himself, not wasting time on useless arguments but correcting others who are not teaching the truth. This is taking your inner faith and seeing it make a difference for the kingdom of God, being an instrument in God's hands, which Paul writes about in verses 6, 7, 10, 11, 12, and also he talks about it in verse 16. This is spiritual training, and it benefits every aspect of life. This happens when you allow the Spirit to lead your life, develop your discipline, and change your character. When that happens, you don't need to win arguments, please others, or seek the comforts of this world. You live for a higher purpose and calling, all in relationship with the Savior of all. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. What is your spiritual training routine? What advice in these verses can you start living, with God's help, this week? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.